சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குருபரம்பராம். குருர்பிரம்மா குருர்விஷ்ணு குருர்தேவோ மகேஸ்வர குருர் சாட்சாத் பரம் பிரம்ம தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீகுரவே நம. சமஸ்தஜனகல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்ம வித்வரம். ஹரி ஓம். Yeah, so we had a very nice introduction. Nice introduction, huh? Yes. Thank you. Yeah, very nice introduction we had yesterday. So we studied all Pancha Mahayajnas. So we have to teach our children also Pancha Mahayajnas. Manushya Yajna, Bhuta Yajna. One minute, take notes. Rishi Yajna, Deva Yajna, Bhuta Yajna, Nru Yajna or Manushya Yajna. Sometimes Nru or Manushya. Then finally, Pitru Yajna. This Rishi Yajna is another name of Rishi Yajna is Brahma Yajna. No need to get confused. No. Rishi or Brahma Yajna, two names. Nru or Manushya Yajna. Bhuta Bhuta Yajna. You should not ask for everything two names. No. Generally, thought block. You say, what second name? For this second name? No. Only Brahma Yajna's got second name. Nari Yajna, otherwise Manushya Yajna. Five Yajnas. See, here in this context, Yajna means, according to Manu Dharma Shastra, Yajna means you have to pay back. So we received many things. So without their blessings, we will not live in this world. So we received. So we have to pay it back. How to paying back? They will not ask, you have to give me like this. No, rishis are great. They will not ask, how much I give you. Eh? You don't have gratitude? They never ask. So Sahasra says that you have to understand, you have to pay it back. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Tasmat, சாஸ்திரம் பிரமாணம் தே காரிய காரிய விவஸ்திஷு. சாஸ்திரம் சாஸ்திரமே பிரமாணம். அக்கார்டிங் டு சாஸ்திர யூ டு லீட் யுவர் லைஃப். சாஸ்திர சேஸ் யூ டு கிவ் இட் பேக். ஆர் யூ ஜென்டில் பர்சன் ஜென்டில்மேன்? எஸ் ஆஃப் கோர்ஸ். தென் யூ டு கிவ் இட் பேக். கிவிங் பேக் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஹியர்? த மீனிங் ஆஃப் கிவிங் பேக் இஸ் தட் வி ஹவ் டு சேஞ்ச் அவர் லைஃப். வி ஹவ் டு ஷோ சம் இம்ப்ரூவ்மெண்ட் இன் தட். வி கிவ் சம் டொனேஷன். Okay, more donation. Why some donation? Just give. We are not going to take anything other world. We have to convert all the money into punya. Money will not take. So we have to convert all into punya. We give some donation. When you give some donation, we give you the donation to such a place that they also should make use of the donation properly. Otherwise we will not give. We will watch what they are doing with this. Something, the same, they also gave us, then we have to give it back. Whatever we received from the Lord, we have to make use of that properly. When you give something, you expect you have to make use of that. The pancha, what that, the mahayajna, the pancha, from the five sources we received like donation. And we have to make use of that. Make use of that means what? We have to show some development in the organization. You received money from a donation, show some development. We also received everything from the Lord through Pancha Yajna. Then we have to give it back. Give it back means we have to show development in our life. Showing development. So these are the methods I brought for the points to discuss with you. That will be relevant only. That will be relevant. Development. Self-unfoldment means what? Practical things only I brought here for you. Already you must have heard many things. Suppose you know this already. Don't get bored, okay? This I know. This also I know. Okay, if you know already, this may be remainder. If you do not know, this is new point. That's all. Is it okay? Say yes. Shall we go? Right. Self-analysis is very important. In our Gurudev's book, Self, in the Unfoldment also, you will see this point. Very, very powerful analysis. In our life or others' life. So what we are expecting that we have to change. Or you have to change first. What about you? I will take care. You don't worry. First you change, okay? Everybody is telling like that only. Everybody is expecting other person. First you change, sir, you change. If I give you any advice, excuse me, thank you very much. We keep all your advice, very nice advice. Keep yourself. You try to change first. You are coming to my house and asking 1 hour for that appointment, having my coffee, and you are advising me. Enough, sir. First you change. We'll get irritated. Generally in our life, we expect others to change first. It should not be like that. It will not happen, I tell you. It will not happen. So we have to change. Then the world will be changed. We cannot change the world. World will be changed means what? We see that world is changed means what? I change it actually. No problem with anyone. If I change, if I analyze myself, I change, everything will be nice. Otherwise, always complain. Now see, if you are happy, see your face. We are happy. Even though it is a little okay, it will be okay. Happy face. We are not happy, complaining always. When you complain about someone, you see our face. We will very happily, we will not complain. What about you? We will not say like that. Right? You know? What happened? You know? Already birth itself is a problem. When you complain about others, so in all direction it goes. So instead of further doing this kind of complaint, it is better. This is my problem. I will change it. Suppose something happened in our life, some people you watch, very gentle people. If something happens, I have to change myself. Leave it. Very gently they will understand, they will move away from the problem. I don't want to get into any argument. Excuse me, this is my problem, I will change. Why are you escaping from me, huh? Yeah, okay. No, I'm not interested in that. Do you mean that I'm doing this kind of argument? Okay. What okay? Oh, cool. What cool? So when you, we try to move from that place, people will not leave us. Sometimes. So at that time we should not we should not react. Slowly. We have to change. People will be like that only. So it is very difficult to change others. Easy to change ourselves. You must have heard this, the message. In one place, one mother, very intelligent mother, she studied all the scriptures, very powerful, and she knows how to bring up the children. This mother, living somewhere in the village, okay, these people, our relatives, the children used to go there during vacation period. Already she got 2 children there. And all the relative, the relations, the children, they also came. More than 10 children were there. And it is very difficult to manage 10 for 10 days. Very big task. How to engage these children. Always they're making some over that sound. Okay, nice. This amma is very intelligent. So one day, some very special program she has to do. She has to make them quiet. Then she said many things, nothing worked. Suddenly, she took world map, a big world tour. And just gave in front of them. She told them, hey, all of you come, put this paper, okay? I tore this world map into 100 pieces. Maybe 108, okay? Put it on the table. Come on. You just try toward that. Make this world map out of the small pieces of the paper. And she kept all this, that hall, and she went and started working. It is impossible to make that world map, ne? For small children. After 15, half an hour, the sound came. They started celebrating. Oh, like. Someone came from her work and asked, what happened? Done. Finished. Job is over. Hey? Somebody helped you? No. Intelligent people made it. How could you do this in half an hour? They stitched, they brought this tape and made very nicely. The perfect world map. What is the secret behind this? Behind some secret is there. Regarding behind this product. So they just turned this world map. And Rajini Gandhi picture is there. Big photo. Dark photo. This Amma is very much surprised. Ah, very good. And they explained, Amma, now see, we do not know what is world. It is very difficult to understand the world. Eh? But we know what is the human, what is the part. Human part means we know what is head, what is where head should come, where leg should come, where this all the parts should. We are very thorough about ourselves, the human part. But we do not know anything about the world. It is very difficult to understand the world. It is easy to understand ourselves. I know you got the point. Yes. Therefore, it is very difficult to change other people. Others means what? The people with whom we are living in our own house. The office. We have so many people, so many, what are the crores of, more than 700 crores of people, population you have in the globe. We are not, what is that, having conversation with the 700 crores. Maximum 20-25 people per day. This is what world. Maximum 20-25 people. It's difficult to change their opinion, their thought, their emotions. It's very easy to change ourselves. When we change ourselves, then we can survive anywhere, any conditions. Whether it is conducive atmosphere or non-conducive atmosphere, we know how to survive. Very successfully, happily also. Without disturbing ourselves. Is it okay? It's called self-analysis. When we analyze ourselves, change ourselves, then world will be changed. Change means what? We know how to be very happy with this kind of confused kind of for that world. There will not be any complaint. Otherwise, always complaint. Shall we see the self-analysis process? Say yes. You have to say yes. No other go, any of you have come here. Sit down. Okay, I change it. World will be changed. Gurudev used to say, Swami Chinman used to say, world perfection through the individual perfection. It's the aim of Vedanta. World perfection, individual perfection, through individual perfection. Do not look at others. Just look at your own mind. This is the first process to change it. Many people, we must have heard that. You go and meet anyone, the people say, excuse me, sir, you are a junior to this, okay? You are very junior. Just 1 year back only you came and then you are dancing so much here. Sit down. 1 year. 25 years senior. Experience is 25 years. Look, now you ask, sir, 1 year back I came or 2 years back I came here, I worked. But you are 25 year old, not old, experienced in this company, the office. 25 years experience you have. You tell me what kind of the maturity you got from the experience. What kind of lessons you learned from the experience. You give me some book or give me some, show me some something. Many times we heard that I am 20 years experience, I am 5 years experience, 10 years experience, having experience. If you spend time, you will get experience automatically. No other, you cannot go anyway. You go anywhere, you just be there 10 years, automatically you get all the experiences, whether you like it or not. Experiences will come. How you reflected on the experiences, what are the things you learned from every experience, whether it is positive or negative. So what amount of the lesson you got, how you reflected, how you have grown. So this is the measurement of what the spending 10 years or 20 years in that particular place. Get it? So hereafter somebody says that I am 20 years experience. You can smile like this. That means what? I spent only 2 years, but I learned a lot. What? People like you will be there. You will be talking like this. The first lesson I learned. People, without learning anything, just I don't know. Okay? No. So getting experience. That's our Gurudev says in one quotation. Old age comes by passage of time. If time goes, old age automatically comes. That's all. The color changes. After that, the color will not change. Why? Nothing will be there. That's all. Hey, you were 2 years back, I saw you. All colors changed. Now there is no color. No, hereafter, color will not change. Why? Everything has gone. Where? The person who has given has taken. The old age comes by passage of time. When time goes, old age automatically comes. We cannot get what that, we should not have proud of, what is it? No need to get a proud feeling of our old age. Why, I am old person, senior person, excuse me sir. Without effort it comes. We are not making any effort. I have to become very old. Hey, sir, you eat and sit down, automatically it will go. This is nature's process. It will come automatically. If this is young children, they don't do that. Give respect. Well, say one day you also will get this kind of thing. All the best, sir. All the best. Everybody will go through this kind of process. So old age comes by passage of time. It doesn't mean that all the senior person will get experience or maturity. No, Gurudev says old age comes by passage of time. Maturity comes by deep reflection. The person one who does the reflection about any incident or experiences, he will get more or the lessons from the life. It's called self-analysis. Through the self-analysis, we change ourselves so much. Otherwise, we see this person, 5 years back I saw you, now also you are in the same condition. Why? There is no change inside. I have not done any reflection in the 5 years. But 2 years back I saw you, now I am meeting you. What a drastic change. The reflection. All positive. Positive or the transformation. Okay? Self-analysis. Look at our mind. Why unnecessary look at? And one more psychological the truth. All the changes can be done when you are studying, when your child is studying in the grade of 7th, 8th or 5th grade. Till 5th grade, you can have some of that impact on the children. They can change. Why? They're very young people, very small children. We are very big. Experience also. Sit down. They will sit down. Get up. They'll get up. Go. They'll go. Come. They'll come. When they go to 8th, 9th standard, sit down. They will sit down, but they will come. Okay. 10th standard, sit down. Huh? Then they go to college. Sit down. Why? It's very difficult to listen. Nothing will go inside. Because they are growing. Ego also grows. After 30, 40 finished, nothing will go. And after 40, if you get power, position, money, everything, then it will become what you call the coconut shell. Na? Coconut shell ego. Nothing will go inside. Very difficult. So after that, I told him so many times, he is not listening, he is not changing, impossible. Ordinary message will not change. Life experience will change that kind of person. Simple message will not change. Yeah, we should not waste our time. I told her so many times with all logic. Yeah, ego is so strong. Well, already I have power, position, so many followers. When I say something, my followers are following me and listening to me. How can I listen to your words? Impossible. Oh. Anyway, we'll go to next slide. Eh? This is next slide. You like this picture? Our own mind is like this only. Scattered mind. Looking at your own mind. So I tell you, we're looking at our own self is extraordinary grace from the Lord. Impossible. Generally, mind will not allow that kind of the process. Mind always, because Kathopanishad says, one of the mantras in Kathopanishad, Paranchikani Vetranat Swayambhu Tasmand Parang Pashitana Antaratman. So God created in such a way that our mind and sense organs are going outside, seeing only outside. Na Antaratman. It will not turn inside. Kaschiddiraha Antaratman Maikshat Avritta Chakruhu Amrutatvamichan. Very rare person only gets this kind of ability to see himself, turn himself. Very rare person. This is kind of a rare quality we have to develop. And we are all rare only. Say thank you. We are all very rare people coming, sitting and listen. We are all, the person with the reflection capacity. But people in our house, they don't accept. You just leave it. They are jealous of our growth. Jealous. We are growing in this field. They are not able to come to class. They are not able to attend. That's why they are telling. It is impossible to sit in this class 1 hour, 1.5 hour without sleeping emptily. Sitting in this kind of Vedanta class, listening is itself is a very high kind of tapas. Very high tapas. Gurudev was listening Vedanta from Tapur Maharaj. Hours together. Without sleeping, that is very important. You have to underline that. Yeah, we will sit. 2 hours also I can sit. You with all alertness, sitting the Vedanta class, listening. All subtle ideas. Mind will not like. And one sadhu was taking bath in Ganges. Very cold water. Highly cold water. You cannot stand the Ganges. The Uttarakashi, one sadhu daily he used to come and sit in the Ganga till this till the neck, and he will immerse and do tapas. Gurudev also used to see this person. Gurudev thought this person is greater yogi. And he went and told Tapovan Maharaj, Swamiji, one person is doing tapas. I think this person is great yogi. I do not know how he is sitting in the Ganga hours together. And Tapovan Maharaj told Gurudev, this person is surprised about you. So you are surprising about his activity. That person is very much surprised about UI. How this Chinmaya is sitting in the Vedanta class 1 hour? Listens from Tapovan Maharaj. It's very subtle work. Keeping the mind always alert. Now see, if you do not get sleep, just take one Vedanta book. Open. Just one paragraph. Sound. First sound. You will get. But before that, you will get sound top. That means that the book will fall. First sound top. Next sound kurr. Just one. Very difficult to keep up this sattvic mind. Sattvic kind of mind is needed to sit and listen this kind of thing. Any ordinary kind of poetic and literature, anyone can listen. You, this is very difficult, sir. That's why Gurudev mixed with his talks, all kinds of jokes and all, to keep alive this class. Okay? Now, four square analysis. On so many management classes, four squares. Or six square. We have four parts in our life, in our mind. The first one, I know, you know. Okay, first part of my mind. I know about myself. The opposite person says, I know about yourself, okay? Whatever you know, that I know. About whom? About me only. Suppose the person says, hey, you are very, every day you are going and sitting in the class and sleeping, eh? The person says, he knows that, I also know. Are you getting it? The fact about myself, I know, you also know. Hey, per day you are drinking 4 teas. In between 2 coffees, that's okay, but 4 drinking. I know. Are you getting it? The person who gives me, he also knows that. The one part of our personality, we know, other person also knows that. This is one part. Officially go to the next part. Now the next part, only you know. I do not know about of myself. When the opposite person is watching us, day and night on that, see. Whenever they get mic, they will not leave. See? This person always go on the stage and talking. Person sitting there and they watch, but we do not know. Whenever we get this kind of stage, we take mic, we'll, something will say, Aryom, Aryom, Aryom. Who asked you to tell Aryom? No one. Why are you telling? That is the Lord's name, we have to chant. You chant, they sit there and chant. No, everybody should participate. Actually speaking, you want to show off. Have you noticed this kind of personality? Simply decorate, complete whatever the ornament, everything you put on. Nobody's watching me. So I have to go and sit in one, stand in one place, everybody can watch me. Which is the place? Go and do some decoration. Find some job and go there. It's very interesting. Here I'm not telling anything. Excuse me. I'm not telling anything here. But we used to conduct many programs. Chinmaya Vidyalaya, Chinmaya Mission program. So suddenly you just see everything is okay. Few people will be going always in the news. Already this is okay. You just take it out and put it there. Why you are doing this? No, I'm checking whether it's standing or not. No need, leave it. You go and sit down. Okay, if everything is okay. If everything is okay, I'm also okay. I'll check one more time. Okay, everything is okay. You're getting it. This kind of, when you notice, it's very interesting. Already, hey, lamp is overlighting, the lamp is, so this person will come there and will check, the wick is there, oil is there, and everything is there. Everything. The role is given to a particular person. Why you are going and checking? Even though role is given, this is our program. The person does not know that the mind is, mind likes to show off. But we do not know that. Some people are watching us. Yeah, many times we do not know. Others can watch and they know. Are you getting this kind of aspect in our personality? And people, when we do something, two people are sitting and watching us sarcastically, they are smiling. See? And why these people are looking at me and just laughing? If you are very sharp, you will understand. You are not sharp, then we will not understand that self. This is the second part of our personality. Is it okay? Understood? Now this is the third part. Shall we go to third part?
Yes.
Third part. Only I know. Nobody knows about one of my aspects. Only I know where I kept all money. How much money I have, only I know. Where I kept. Here the privacy is very important. Here. Am I right? Your children, suppose your child gets this kind of mark, this much mark. The other person's child should not know this mark. Am I right here? So your private is maintained. There you have to first go to class and ask the teacher, Come on. The mother, the parent, teacher, come on, come out. Tell me, how much mark this person has got? I want the paper, you give me paper. I have all the right to know. All the 40 children, 30 children, why? These people are getting good mark. Why my child has got this mark? Getting it? Very interesting, eh? So I want to know everything. So everything is open there. Here, only I know. No need to, what is that? Other person, no need to involve in my program. The privacy is mine. Only I know about my mark, my money, my property, everything. Other person should not. This is third part of our personality, right? Yeah, it's right only. We have all the right to secure our product. Only I know. Other person, we are not allowing other person to come and poke their nose in our system. This is third thing. And our personality also we have. Only I know, other person we are not allowing. The third is okay, ne? It's very nice. Only I know, you know. You know only. Only I know. And the fourth one, you want to know? Only God knows. Only God knows that. What is happening in me? Where I am standing in my, what is that, growth? We may be thinking that I am a spiritual person. I am a very religious person. I am a very great devotee. Why? Every day I am going to temple. Every day I do puja. That means great devotee. How many years you are doing? 10 years I am doing puja. 15 years I am doing puja. Doing puja and going to temple, observing all kinds of vrata. Saturday, Friday. Here also people are observing vratas. Meaning I will not eat afternoon, I will not eat morning. So I will eat night. Whatever I missed morning, afternoon, I'll finish it. Suppose morning I'll get halwa. You give me my part. You should not eat morning. No, you give me my part of halwa. That's all. I will take care. Put it in the fridge. Then and there you open and see. Yeah, it is there. Nobody took it. The night, swaha. We are observing Vratal. They say we are great devotees. They say, no, only God knows where we are standing in the, what that, in the evolution level. We may be thinking that I spent 20 years in this field or 30 years in this field of spirituality. I am senior most person. I am growing. No. The day we started, okay, the gate, still we are standing in the gate. After 30 years also you look, I am still standing in the gate. Not improved. Only God knows where we are standing the evolution ladder. We may be thinking that we are walking actually. Actually, we are not walking, simply standing someplace in our growth. Only God knows. So what is our human? Other person do not have the capacity to look into our personality. Even we are also not aware of our personality. Only God knows what is happening inside. Okay? These are the four personalities. Only God knows. We are not going to work here. We don't have any business to work. Only God knows. We will not do anything. Only other person knows about us. If the other person will not tell about us, because they will get into problem. Therefore, many people, they know about us. They do not have this, what that, they don't want to take risk. Why unnecessarily you go, hey, you are, whenever they make some show program, unnecessarily you are going and showing up. You be careful. That is my program. What is your problem? Did they ask you? I didn't ask anything. Why are you telling about me? Unnecessarily get relationship problem. So you will not tell. People will not tell about this. Whatever they know about us. They don't want to take risk. Unless we are very much close to that person, very nice relationship, then we can tell them. Otherwise they will not come. I know, you know, what is there to change? Leave it. Only I know here. Only I know where I am standing. What is my problem? If you reflect, if I know what is my psychological problem, what is my intellectual problem, I can work on myself, then I can grow. You're getting it? So this is the place where we can do self-analysis and change in our personality. Is it okay? This is where we have to work. Sometimes we do not know about myself, about ourselves. People are telling. Then this can also, we can consider. Yeah, you are right. This is very, very rare people. Suppose I do not know about my mistake. The person who loves me the most, this person comes and identifies. This is your problem. Okay? It's very, very rare to get this kind of friends. Very rare to get this kind of person who receives the message from outside. Are you getting it? Vakta, Shrota. Vakta is very rare. Shrota also very rare. Mostly we see 90% they watch and some people they will come and tell, but we will not ready to receive. Again the relationship problem comes. Very, very rare to tell this kind of people. Very, very rare to receive this kind of people. If both of them come together, then you can change. So change can be done here and here. For 90% we can, 99% we change ourselves. 1% if any message comes from outside, we will consider that point and we'll try to change it. Is it okay? I know you understood. Okay, we understood we have four the layers of personality or four parts of personality. Where we have to work, where we cannot work. Now, we identified only the part which I know, I have to work on that. But when we work, we have to be very, very honest to our heart. Then I sit and grief like, this is my mistake. This is my, all the mistakes I have to change. These are the positive things I have. This is okay. Appreciate yourself. Positive things. These are the negative things. I have to work and change on these negative things. We have to be very honest to her. Many times we will compromise. Mind will compromise. That's okay, leave it. Why? All people are having the same problem. You also have that. I'm very comfortable. Why? I'm not the single, only person doing this kind of mistake. Everybody is doing this mistake. I'm also comfortable with that. Now if you really want to get out of this problem, we have to work ourselves and we have to go. Is it okay? For self, those who are interested in self-development, for them also. Otherwise, why should I do this kind of self-development? I want to live with the people without any problem. Then just to go along with the society. Just to go. You got the point, I know. Okay, going to little detail. Subtle work. So how to change ourselves first? I know about myself. First in the everyday's problem, incident. First, everyday's incident we have to check in our mind. So many incidents. It's a very, very significant incident only we can take. Some positive, some negative incident will happen every day. So we have to take that incident. This incident, just to sit. Afternoon or then and there also we can do. Or collect everything and you sit on the bed and you can think. When you go and sit, you will sleep. No, don't do it. Then you are walking, when you are, sitting, the evening time, whenever you get time, just that day incident, just watch that. And thoughts. What kind of thoughts? Again and again I'm getting. We have to watch our thoughts. Our incident also we have to analyze. And we have to watch our words. Sometimes without any intention, we would have told something. Ayyo, this is a mistake I told. Nobody would have watched that. Nobody would have watched it. We know ourselves. This is a mistake I spoke this word mistakenly. Luckily, nobody watched. I am aware of my own word. Getting it? And people also we find in our life. Suppose we are aware of our own mistake, some people will understand that we are aware of our own mistake. Are you okay? Am I conveying rightly? Some people are very, very, very subtle. And they will, they know that you are aware of your own mistake. Don't worry about that. We are aware of our own words. This is the words I should not have used in this context. Words. Change. Immediately will change. Thus change will come only we are aware of our own mistakes. Are you getting it? If you are not aware of a mistake, we will not take any step to change. Are you getting it? First, the person, you are not aware of your own mistake. You are not accepting your mistake. First, you have to know that this is my mistakes. I know. But I'm not making any effort to change it. That's the second problem. First, awareness. Next, making effort in right direction. Then only the change will come. Self-unfoldment will come. Is it okay? Watching what? Watching our actions sometimes. So this kind of activity, I think I made a mistake. Next time I will avoid that, sir. And one thing in self-paralysis, I tell you, when you make mistake, no need to worry. I tell you. Generally our mind, suppose you are very sensitive, when you make some mistake, so we will worry about that words and activities. And it's okay, leave it. Gurudev used to say, never mind, never mind. Let's march forward. But generally our mind will go back and, oh, I should not have done this kind of mistake. Mistake is made, leave it. We do not know how many mistakes we would have done in the past. We do not know. Luckily God, what is that? He made very nice big screen. We will not look into our past. This is God's nature's great boon. We do not know what happened in the past. Otherwise we will go mad. How many people we killed, we do not know. How many places we got loan and we died, we do not know. Without paying back. We don't know what kind of mistake we have done. Just leave it. Then you do some mistake, leave it, then go or that forward. Otherwise the mistake, okay, this is called paschatapa. Tapa means worrying. Paschat means after that. After the mistake, after the program, we start worrying. So this worry will pull us down. It will not give you the force to go forward. Unnecessarily we are wasting time on this worry also. Getting it? Time waste, energy waste. And we go into tamas. It's pulling back. We are not going forward. So now see, suppose we mistake some incident, we can learn from the incident. No need to brood over that. You got it, I know. Emotions. We have to check our emotions. What kind of emotions we get? When somebody goes, they are coming and they are showing, this is nice car I got. Tesla? Tesla is number one car, ne? No? Fashion. That fashion, okay. Number one, popular, powerful. We are working the same company. We came together, America, in the same year. Same company. But you are growing very faster. I'm going very slowly, following you. Just now only I got Toyota, second-hand car. But you are growing very fast. You got Tesla. Within 5 years, even though you are my friend, I am very happy. For that, you got Tesla, I am very, very happy. Your expression is not good. You're going. Can you give me your key? Can I? One round? Starting itself. Then I go on. What a nice car. No sound. Pickup. Fast pickup. Very high pickup. Somebody took me last year then. High pickup. And if you take accelerator, suddenly it will come back again. Suddenly it goes. Pick, high pick. Powerful car. Very nice car. Color also nice. Everything is nice. Anyway, all the best. You getting it? I said, we will not get this kind of feeling with the person who is unknown to us. We will not get this kind of feeling. You getting it? If you are very close friend, very close people, whether it is, what is that, this is between two ladies or two men, no need to, what is that, giving this kind of gender specification here. You are also studied with me. I am also studied with the classmate. We came here together. But you have become CEO of the company. How? Same company, same job. I do not know why God is doing like this. The difference, this kind of feeling, you feel very low. Huh? Somebody is going in front of you, chasing you and going, so you feel very low, different feeling. So that one person will make a deep impression in your whole life. Getting it? Many times in our life also, in our own personal life also. You just think, we will have one person in our life as a target, that's all. That person will be the competitor throughout the life. We do not have any connection with that person, unnecessarily. Unnecessarily we select one person, we will keep this person the competitor. If this person got Tesla, then you go and fight somewhere and get loan, get Tesla, finished. I also got Tesla. The person comes, you have taken loan, you are not paying back. Whatever we have already, that also gone. This person is going, what is that, up. We are going down. Unnecessary competition. That should not be there actually. No need to compare ourselves with anyone. If you drop the comparison, I tell you, you will grow like anything. You will get peace of mind like anything. Even in India also, I watch, you take anyone, just you touch that person will have some competitor in their life. You agree? Unnecessary for our life. Why we have to have competitor? We have taken birth alone, we are living alone, we have to die alone. Lucky, if you have luck, then we will go all together. Some flood, cyclone, or some bus accident, flight accident, we will go together, that's all. Not alone. 200 people all together. Anyway, we have come alone, living alone, going. Our self-unfoldment is our self-unfoldment, that's all. No need to have this kind of the jealous feeling. This kind of emotions. Different emotions we have. So one person is walking. Here is jogging or walking, whatever he is. This is running. Every day morning he runs. Check. Put all this on. Yes, running. And that particular day, one new person came that side. He also started running. The new person, he also has his own. The first person, okay? Number A person. This is every day he used to walk. Suddenly number B came. B, he just wrote that. He was chasing this A and he just started moving. Suddenly A got hurt. Are getting it? The person A got hurt. How can you chase me? Forgetting it. Every day I am going in this route. So you are chasing me and you are going. So the B, okay? After this chase, B started running little faster. Chaka chaka chaka. Started. A got hurt. So the A started chasing B. Getting it? B is little faster. The new person, B is little faster. A, are getting it? So B went that side in his own path. Unnecessarily A got hurt with this B. And A got the speed and started chasing B. After what is that, 2-3 miles. Okay, 5 miles we keep. Story, no? 5 miles, let them go 5 miles. B goes. A unnecessarily started chasing B. When he chased this B and he got his goal. Goal means what? I have to chase this B. By the time B got into his own house, he went to his house and locked the door. B reached his own house, that's all. He went home and A is standing there. And the person A doesn't know where I am. Are you getting it? I landed some other place. This is not my house. I do not know where I landed. Are you getting it? And then you take your phone or you call someone. Then you just find out where are you. 5 kilometers away from your own house. Why unnecessarily? Are you getting it? This is what we are doing in our life. Chasing other person. Why? I tell you, many people I have seen. You just keep one person as your target and you keep on moving. What is that? Whatever he does, just you also do. Meaningless. Wasting your energy. And the person who whom we are keeping as our target, okay, he will be very, very happy. He will reach his goal. Like person A, we land some other place. That's all. Wasting our time. When you have, what's that, money this much, get Tesla. Otherwise, Toyota, okay. Second hand, okay. Third hand also, okay. Whichever the car you sit, you just drive, it will go. Here, roads are very good. That's all. Are you getting it? That's all. The point is, I have to reach the place. That's the point. This is the purpose. With this money, I can live this amount of that life. Okay. And one thing, whatever you get here, that is luxury actually. The place is like that, you're getting it. Suppose we come from some place, whatever you get, that is more than enough. Getting it? In one place, I'm staying here. In some places, they put me in the ashram. And one place, there's no ashram. So not what is that, putting me in some house, or devotee's house. And they put some out of something they told. And they put me there. Few years back I came. They put me. And they're telling, this is very small place. Please adjust. Please adjust. You see, this is whether small or big. You just put some place. Okay, this is the place God decided. And you have to live there. I said, it's okay. It doesn't matter. You just give me one place. That should be covered. That's all. Anybody ready to, really, very flexible with the life. Yeah. Just took me to that place and opened 4 or 5 rooms, very big house actually, that is bungala. And the person told, very simple house, very small house. Sir, 10 people can live in this house. The point is, whatever we are getting here, that is more than. You get it? That itself is something very luxurious. Because the place where we are living is something very advanced place. There we should not get this kind of demand. Eh? And few years back I was traveling southwest. There's no, they will not give you any of that particular seat. Southwest, eh? Yeah. No, just you go sit wherever you. So in that particular day, particular place, I forgot the place where I went. There the last seat I get. Final. Just 5 minutes before the gate closed, I came. Then I went inside. All seats are packed. There was lost 4 or 5 seats. And that, what do you call the air host? Excuse me, sir. Only the last seat is available. Can you go and sit there? Only last seat. This is not bus, actually speaking. Suppose you travel in the bus, the last seat, you'll jump like anything. They don't prefer last seat in the bus. This is Airbus. You see, you sit in the front or last, are you getting it? There's no difference once the flight takes off. There's no difference. The front person will not fly a little higher. The third person, no. Both are same. It's very interesting. Very, very interesting. So where you are flying in the sky, that itself is very, very luxurious for a human being. The human being going in the car, going in the bus, that already is the luxurious. You fly somewhere in the high, very, very luxurious for that the thing. Chindad was what to talk about front seat, back seat. Only the takeoff, you go like this, that's all. Nothing will happen. If anybody falls, that person will fall on me, that's all. Only take. This is no problem. You're getting a different kind of emotions what we get. We have to follow that. Watch that. When somebody grows, we have to think whether we are very happy or feeling jealous. Very important. Unnecessary jealous. Because of this jealous, so many people ruined their life. You must have seen, watched. Unnecessary. Whatever God has given already to you, that you just be happy with those things. Looking at some other person and the A, B is landed at his own house. Land at some other place. The emotions are very, very important to watch. Is it okay? So you have to watch your emotions. All the stories based on these emotions. Unnecessary. Yeah, whatever we have, that's more than enough. You'll be happy. Don't want more than that. Now see, if God gives little, we know how to be very happy with that. When God gives more, be happy with whatever He gave, that's all. The art we should learn, how to be happy with what we have. If you learn this, then very good. Are you getting it? Only 3 friends happy, 10 friends happy, 20 friends happy or happy. Again, 10 friends into only 3 friends happy or happy. Why? Now only understood what is peace of mind. 10, I had so much of, they have taken my time. Now I have a lot of time. Whatever I know, I know how to be happy. Okay? Now, you stand yourself apart from them and impartially view them. So with all honesty, we have to see our own emotions, thoughts, everything. Whether it is positive or negative, we have to look at ourselves. That's the first step for development. Okay? Shall I go to the next slide? Note it down. Notes. First step for any improvement. Your car, okay? You have a car, suppose you are riding a car on the road. Something happens. Buss. The sound comes like that. But the fumes also coming out of this bonnet. Just to take the car out of the track. Because here it's very interesting, the tracks. Very nice to watch here. Very nice to sit and watch. How you enter into the track. Entry. The entry is entry. You just enter and you select your track. If you want to exit, you select your the track and exit. Very nice. Life also, you enter, take your track. If time comes, you exit. Very, very interesting concept. And how to change the track also very interesting. You change the track. Because I decided that I have to take exit here. On the spot you will not take the exit. Are you getting it? So slowly, slowly you will take exit, then you will come out. Very interesting to watch. Actually, this is life. We have that ability. How to enter, how to exit. We have that ability only on the road. Everybody has got this ability. Whoever drives, they know how to enter, how to exit. How to change the track also. We 100% we got that. But only thing we are having only on the road with the car. This ability, if you shift from the road, from car to our mind, then life is getting changed. Track also changes. We know how to exit. We know how to enter. How much time we have. Everything we have. Very good. We got that ability. We have that ability. Only the place is changed. That's all. When you change the place, you see the improvement. Okay? Now, when you travel in the car, something happens and you just take the car away from the track first. Are you getting it? So in the track itself, you cannot do that. When people are going, you should not make this the traffic. Take the car from the track. When something happens in our life, there is no need. I have to work and I have to repair myself. No, just take some leave. Or don't take up any higher project. Just take some rest. Rest means taking ourselves away. It's not needed that you have to go to other country, you take leaves, go to some forest. No. Mentally only. Mentally, not involving in any other project, just to, in our own house, we can sit 1 day or 2 day and just take repairing. Are you getting it? We know that something happened in our life. This is happened in the car. Some repair happened in the car. This is the main place, bonnet. Okay, we open the bonnet. This is the engine. All the parts we have. Open the bar. In the same way, open your mind. Introspect. The process of looking at the problem is called introspection. Introspection means looking at ourselves. The technical term, introspect. Just seeing what is happened where. Seeing. Introspect. Next. Once if you see, then detect. Detected. The problem is detected. So every now and then we go to the airport, the this detector and detect what you have. Nothing is there. Take two hands and show. Nothing is there. Detect. If something we have detected in the pocket, something is like, take it out. The same in the mind. So we have to see where is the problem. Idea, emotions, words, incidents. Are you getting it? So where I have problem? Some people in the emotion they don't have. Unnecessarily they speak something, they get into problem. Thiruvalur says, Yakava Rayanam Nakaka. Very nice word than quote. Thiruvalur. Yesterday I told you, Yakava Rayanam. Don't worry about you. Whatever, whether you control other senses or not, you just leave it. Just to control your words. Yakava Rayanam. No need to that, you have to control all the sense organs. If you do not have the capacity to control all the sense organs, at least to control your words. Yakavarayanam nakaka. Kavakal swagavar solirikapattu. If you do not have control of the words, then this will, what that, take us to the problem. Okay? All the things we are watching, detecting. And negation. Negation of the negative thing. Some bolt, some nut has become loose or broken. The bonnet. We found that this is a problem. This part, one out part in this bonnet. Just to take this, what that, the broken part. Taking away this broken part is called a negation. Negation. So we have taken, then we went and brought some new, the same new object, replaced. This replacing is called substitution. Then car is ready now. Getting it? We are moving towards some goal. We have some very, very, very nice vehicle. Vehicle has got some problem. Take the vehicle from the track, put it on the road. So how do you call that? When you take out this, what is the place where you stop this car? Pulled over. Oh, okay, that place. Whatever, you know that place. Okay, just put it that side. And making the... Relax. No need to hurry. Relax it. The self-improvement process, are getting it. After the repair, it goes. Little what is that? Faster than our earlier speed. Relaxly we do. For this purpose only we came here. Put this on. And negate. Substituted. Substituted. The car is ready. Are getting it? Grow steady. Now start the vehicle and move on the track. Now car is, feeling is very better now. Better than earlier state. Car is moving, very nice feeling also. And what is that? Be free and be happy after that. Now Gurudev has given this five, or the steps for the self-development, self-improvement. If you watch one thing now, introspect daily, are getting it, not weekly or monthly. They even accumulate. Daily. It's not necessary daily how to introspect for 10 hour or 1 hour, half an hour. No. Some days are going very happily without any problem. Some days some problem comes. Then you have to sit under daily. What happened today? What kind of the thing I have to change? Daily. Little time you have to. Or watch it then and there itself. Or collect all the programs. Some people have got the habit to write everything diary. Just write down. And finally, before what that sleep, you can do it. Or during the daytime also, you can do it. The daily, that's all. Diligently, detect diligently. You see the words, adjectives. Very nice adjectives used. Negate ruthlessly. So we should negate. Once if we decided, ruthlessly we have to do. Not very softly. Are you getting it? Negate very softly. Slowly I remove. No. If it is negative, pluck it. This word is very important. Also, very ruthlessly. Substitute wisely. Very nice. Isn't it? See the word. Wisely you substitute. Ruthlessly you have to take it up. There, negate softly. Substitute slowly. You will not grow. It will take more time to grow. So negate ruthlessly, no compromise with that. Very nice word. This is called what? Now we call our Gurudev by 108 names. Ajaya Namaha, Avyaya Namaha. One of the names of our Gurudev. Angla Bhasha Viduttamaya Namaha. Angla Bhasha. Angla Bhasha is the English. He is the what do you call? The great person. What do you call the? Mastery over this language. Angla Bhasha Vitt. Vitt means one who knows. Viduttamaya. Uttama. Super 80 degree. Now see that. These are all the formulas for our life. Formula. Pi r square, 2 pi r hv, study all this. What is that? Square, cylinder, volume. Sin a, cos a, sin a plus cos a is equal to 1. 1 minus sin a is equal to cos square. All these things we studied. Even though we don't understand. Leave it. Understand. A square plus B square plus 2AB square. A plus B square. We don't know why we studied. They ask us to memorize. Throughout the life it stays. It is not. We are not able to forget it. Have you studied A's? Half BH. For the triangle, area of the triangle, half BH. You are not able to forget it. I tried. Pythagoras sir. Opposite by hypotenuse, adjacent by hypotenuse. Agree? Yeah, I studied. One by sin theta, cosecant theta, 1 by cos theta, secant theta, 1 by tan theta, cot theta. I do not know, but it's still the vasana is there. Trigonometry. Yo. And I got 90-95% mark. For what? I never understood. Why? How much mark you got in mathematics? More than 90. Tell me the formula. Oh, ready. Then you ask me why I studied. I do not know. Only God knows. God knows. See that. Whatever we have to learn, we miss it. Whatever you don't want, we study it. See the education system. Anyway, the words are very, very interesting. He puts these words. Negate ruthlessly and substitute wisely. Perfect wisely or substitute. And grow steadily. You are getting steadily grow. The growth should be very, very steady. And some report, if you see, the first standard I got this mark, second standard. First standard, fail mark. Very good growth. Second standard, 10%. Third grade, 30%. Right? In 10th only, I get 100%. Why? I have to grow steady. Steadily grow. Grow steadily means you should not come back. The slippery should not be. So always should be in the forward direction. So 1% told, we had a very nice program, the youth program last 2 months back, May month. In India, more than 800 youth people came. A very nice conference. We called the Paramveer Chakra. Paramveer. This is the very highest the award to be given to our soldiers. So one soldier came. And he was telling him, when he was marching forward towards the enemies, so one time this team was going, our soldiers, very, very, what do you call it, the Himalayan mountains, the snow, everywhere snow. So we're marching forward. The minus degree and oxygen is very less. The headache, one team is going. So they didn't realize that the terrorists, they came this side and they locked. Getting it? And our people caught into that. So many people died and few people escaped from that. And this person was also in that particular team. And he was telling, he was sharing his experiences. And he said very proudly that Indian army people, Indian soldiers, once if they taken the step forward, they will never come back. All 800 people were clapping like anything. The Indian soldier, they have this ability. In the DNA itself, they have this capability that once if they go forward, they will go forward, they will not come back in the battlefield till they get success. Very interesting, eh? Taking, moving forward, steadily going forward, taking the step. Very powerful statement he told. So, grow steadily. That means grow steadily, going forward. Without slippery. This is the self-unfoldment or that process. Are getting it? So now we are the same process what we are doing for the car outside. We know this is the process we are doing. Whenever we are good, not only in car, in some repair in the house. In the house also some repair. This process, this steps can be applied anywhere in the world. Wherever we have problem, this is the steps. The same steps we have to apply in the subjectively, that's all. Whether it is objective problem, subjective problem, steps are same. So Gurudev used to explain this in the unfoldment book, self-unfoldment book. This is very, very powerful. Is it okay? So finding out the problem inside. So outside problem, this is problem solving technology methods. So any manager or CEO, they can take this for problem solving or the analysis. Not self-help, problem solving. How to solve the problem? First you just to go and see the situation. Any problem. Some problem happened in that company. See the situation, introspection. Next, what is that? And detect. This is the problem where this is the root of the problem they found. Very intelligent way of finding out the problem. This is detected. This is the area the problem comes. Then negate all negative thing and substitute. And now you see the growth of the company. Problem solving methods. Okay. Now we are doing it subjectively. This is self-unfoldment. You getting it? So this one part is finished now. Now you see, this is very relevant for self-unfoldment. Are you getting it? Very, very relevant. How to change ourselves. This is the process, very effective process, practical process. This formula can be applied anywhere. Universal truth, universal approach. Universal approach of problem solving method. Now we are going to do inside. Outside is very easy. Because you see the object in the eyes. You see, you touch, you take, you do anything. Inside everything is very subtle. Getting it? Buddha was sitting under the tree and meditating and trying to find out the truth. And people were passing that way. And then, oh, what a nice person. Renounced everything, sitting under the tree. Pavam. They told him, go. They move away from that place. I do not know what happened to him. He was working very hardly, very, very, what is that? Powerful inside. Buddha was working very, very powerfully inside. Working with the emotions, working with the ideas, working with our own mistakes. Very, very subtle job. Very subtle job. Outside you can do anything. You can build the building. You can change anything outside. This is very grass. But in the subtle, what that, in the realm, it's working is very, very difficult. And we have to do it. Difficult job we have to take up in our life. Now going to second. The first, the point of a self-unfoldment, we discussed. Are you ready for second thing?
Yes.
Yeah. So the two, three pockets. All our methods to get self-unfoldment, okay? Now, we have purusharthas in our system. Sanatana Dharma says purusharthas. Dharmartha, kama, moksha. Everybody is working for that only. Everyone. Any jiva, purushaihi arthyate. Purusha, all jivas are working for this four things. Only four things in life. Just they worked on that, they did research on that, and they have given us the conclusion. This is the conclusion. Why the man is living here? For purushartha. What is purushartha? Now he has to strive to get it. Everyone was working for this one. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Dharma means what? According to our nature, I do some job. I do some duty. Otherwise, from morning till evening, can you sit in one place? It is not possible. Do something. According to my nature, I studied something, I go to this office, I do my duty. Doing duty for the society is dharma. So dharma has got a different meaning in a different context. In this context, I do my duty, I get. After the duty, what you get? You get money. Artha. Artha means the wealth. Wealth in a proper way is called dharma. The proper way, I earned wealth. I go to office, I come back. Why you are going to office? Why are you coming back? For service only I am going and coming back. What about your money? I don't want anything. Then you will not survive. We have to get some money. Wealth is needed. Through dharma, we got artha. Then once if you get artha wealth, then we will not do some Lakshmi puja there. get artha, put it in the puja hall. Om Lakshmi Namaha. Om Dalaray. Om Veltay Namaha. We will not know. Om Goldaya Namaha. No. You will not do any kind of puja. He went off his work very hard. Poured my talent, my ideas in there. I did my best in the company. They gave me this much wealth. I brought it to my house. And after that, I have to get what that kama here means in the larger sense. All the desires. I need to have a very nice car, nice house, nice area. This house should be in this kind of area. Here all areas are good area only. And one more thing, I'm very surprised. I do not know how you are finding out your house here. Sixth time I'm coming. I'm not able to find out the house or the street. I do not know. You people are very great. You find out your house in this or that street very nice. Because all the houses are looking out same. All the houses are same. Roads also same. I don't know. I tried my best and I'm not able to. I used to walk. Wherever I stay, I used to walk, so I will not go out of that area. Once if I go, 4 or 5 kilometers, I will not come back, finish. So I will walk in such a way that house is visible. For the house is there, I will go here. Then I will go that corner, I will go that corner. Keeping the house center. Where it is supposed by curiosity, you go there, said finished. You will not come back. See, this is very This is how we have to live in very new places. I'm completely surprised. I don't know how they are finding out. Even the night also they know how to come to the exact place. It's the same. Even if you find out, I don't know. So good people, you are all very great. I accept, very great. Same color. I don't know. Number is there? Okay, number okay. But I do not know. You are great. That's all I can say. That. Very nicely, all. Why I told that? Kama, okay. Kama, desire to get very nice. Ah, right, nice house. If money is there, the nice house should be. We are going to live in the life. A house is very important thing. Home is very, very important thing. Nice. This amount of, this size of house is needed. Yes. House. Very nice vehicle. Nice friends. Anyway, here we need to get one more person also. Already 2 people are there, 2 children, 1 more child. It has got 4 legs. A very nice hair, a gas, jimmicky, kammal, dress, everything. Shoe, I had a very nice dress. Bermudas also it wears very nice. I see this. I say, all the dogs are, they have done some poor janma punya. Then only they are taking janma in America. You agree? You just see, hey, you are very good. Insurance also they're having, eh? Insurance, wow. Is there for human being, no insurance. Insurance, see. We have to see from the Vedantic angle. So if anybody dies somewhere, the man should, instead of living this house, I can take dog janma. Suppose somebody says, the person should add, you take dog janma in America. All very sophisticated. Yeah, very nice word that. Yeah, so whatever the desires, small desires, we can. All the dharma viruddho kamashu, dharma viruddho bhuteshu, kamosmi bardarshaba. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, dharma viruddha. So it is not against dharma. Within the dharma, whatever the desires you have, you can have everything. Yeah, within the dharma. So this is your compound, this is your house, This is your house. You got the bed. You jump from here, first jump there, and what is that? Roll on your, what is that? Your own hall. And nobody will ask, why are you rolling? This is my house, my place. I can jump. I can break.
All right.
You, within this limit, you can enjoy whatever. Kama. The wider sense we have to do. Generally, kama means only the lust. No, it's not like the wider range. All kinds of pleasures. Enjoy this. The man, whatever the karma, the poor vasana, enjoy. And you have to, what is that, throw it out after that. Throughout the life, you should not enjoy the pleasure. This is pleasure. Yeah, enjoy. And after that, it's enough, that's all. After that, you say enough. Gurudev used to say that all the pleasures are like chivangam, what, bubble gum? Bubble gum. Somebody asked Gurudev, so how can you renounce this world? How can you renounce this world? And Gurudev asked, what is in your mouth? That person was having chewing gum. What is bubble gum? No, this person. She asked, when will you spit it out? Gurudev asked that person, when will you spit it out? When it loses its fragrance, loses its or that sweetness. Then I said, Thu. Thu is a Sanskrit word actually. Thu Kritya. Bhagavan Adi Shankaracharya using this in Brahma Sutra commentary. Thu Kritya. Thu Kritya means when you spit it out, the sound will get, you will not get, ka, will not get. When you spit it, you get only one sound, Thu. You getting it? He is writing in Brahma Sutra commentary. Yeah, I am telling, very interesting. Thu Kritya. Kritya means having done this thu. Then only it will go out. Otherwise it will not go. Even if you open it, it will not go. So you have to keep it ready. Thu. Then it will go out. Then he says, when will you spit it out? Once the fragrance is gone, the sweetness has gone, simply you will not, and then will not go. The cow will do all those things. It takes the grass and sitting something. The man will not do it. Man will spit it out. In the same way, I also enjoyed this life. I have seen nothing is there. I spit it out. Very interesting, ne? Say yes.
Yes,
yes, yes. Very interesting. So, all this, what that enjoyment, you have to spit it out for that only. Mahafalastu nivritti desha. Nivritti means you have to come out. It's not wrong to have a Manusmriti also explained. It's not to have this kind of pleasures. But these pleasures should be within the compound, within the limited area. Unnecessarily we should not like, I want your car. Excuse me. This is their car. They went to office. They got wealth. And that is their dharma artha kama. This is your dharma artha kama. You should not get other property. Oh, yeah. This is within your limit. This is your, you have all the right. The scripture has given the right to you. Dharma, artha, and kama. After fulfilling again and again, just you enjoy this. One day, once upon a time, I like laddu. Now, alva, pizza. Till we get, you can have. Mahafalasu nivritti nishta. We have to come out of that. No need to develop one more thing. You need to come, whatever we have already here, enjoy this and spirit will come out. After that, we have to get released from this moksha. We have to get out of this. Moksha is the important thing in this, for that pleasure. Getting it? Suppose a habit of, in the childhood, everybody likes this. Very, very peculiar. The child says, oh, very nice to see. I also want to do this. And there's a ring after ring also. Ring comes. Very nice to watch that. We also aimed. One day I have to desire. Then after that man starts. Chain. Chain smoker. Now doctor says that. If you smoke like this, you will smoke yourself one day. That means what? They will put you in the They will burn you. Big smoke will come from your body. You be careful how to get out. After some time, see, gets out of this kind. The desire fulfilled, then get out. So the man's nature that he wants to know what is there in there, what is there in that pleasure. After that, nothing is there. Then you come out. When you come out, you have to get release, liberation. This is moksha. All this, if you take anyone, they are working for this only. So I want to get out of this house. I don't want to get involved in this family. I want to become sannyasi. For what? Moksha purushartha. I want money. For what? To get what is that? Pleasure. I want to go to office. Why? To get artha. Getting it. Everything is included in the four purushartha. Our ancestors, they did research and they brought this kind of purushartas. Very nice. Now see this. Dharma artha kama. Suppose I don't want any moksha, sir. I'm not going to any this kind of 3 days camp unnecessarily. No, I don't want. 3 days you go to somewhere and get all this and enjoy and come back. We are all very intelligent people. The people who are very different, they only go to this kind of 3 days camp. The two with the family. Spoiling children also. Spoiling the youngest generation. We take it. 3 classes per day. Okay, sorry, 4 classes per day. What would happen to our mind? Dharma, artha, kama. People don't want any moksha. I don't want it. Come to Bhagavad Gita class. I am okay. You are not okay, you go. If you go to Bhagavad Gita class, something happened to your mind. This is the general opinion. Upanishad, yo, you are very serious. Ramayana Mahabharata, ayyoyo, you have to go to hospital. Moksha. People don't, I don't want any moksha. I am okay. I want dharma, artha, kama, sir. I go to office, I get money, I enjoy, okay. These 3 things put together is called goal in life. Are you getting it? Technically, this is called abhyudaya. The technical name of this goal in life is called abhyudaya. There is no wrong it. No wrong it. Yeah, for this only the man is working. But this is their aim. Sir, I'm not disturbing anyone, sir. I go to office, I get money. This is my what the family, my objects, my pleasure, I'm enjoying. I have all the right to enjoy, that's all. I'm not disturbing anyone. I'm not coming to your class, sleeping and disturbing anyone, that's all. I don't want moksha. I want only 3 things. The people, those who are wanting this 3 things is called goal in life. What is your goal? What is your goal in life? Dharma, artha, kama. Technically, this is called abhyudaya in Sanskrit. Is it okay? Okay. What about liberation? The liberation, moksha, alone is called goal of life. This is called nishrayasa. Is it okay? Goal of life is you are going beyond this 3. Goal in life, while you are living, you are enjoying. When you drop this 3 things, you want to go out of the life, the goal of life. This is nishrayasa, and that is abhyudaya. See, everybody is working for abhyudaya and nishrayasa. Abhyudaya, only pleasure. Nishrayasa, I want to drop this pleasure, go out of it. These abhyudaya, nishrayasa are nothing but purusharthas. What are they for? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Dharma, artha, kama put together is abhyudaya. Moksha alone itself, nishrayas. Is it okay? Okay, take. Systematically they explain this. And goal in life, goal of life, your words, that words play in English, that's all. You have to tell something in English. That's why goal in life, goal of life. What is the difference? The difference you understood, that's all. Now you explain your own way. This is abhyudaya and this is nishrayas. Is it okay? Now, I will give you only pashu. The people, the person, one who enjoys only artha kama. Not even go to office. I will not go to office. I will make my own method to get money. Own method means, that is, I will not tell anyone. Own wrong method or some method. I am only interested in artha and kama. This kind of human beings are called pashu. Pashu means animal. Not cow. Animal. Animalistic life. Only I want to enjoy. What is this? Pashu. Simple analysis only, okay? Don't get frightened. Oh, so many pasus, I see so many pasus. Where? In the office. And my house also. So many pasus are living around me. Why? They are only interested in artha and kama. Excuse me. We should not go and tell anyone, you are pasu. According unnecessarily we get into problem. According to Vedantic view, you are pasu. Why? There are four purusharthas. From the four purusharthas, suppose you are interested in only artha and kama, you are pasu. See, that's what I told you, now don't go to that kind of classes. You are creating problem in the house now. You went and studied something, brought something, and you are making confusion. Whether I am pasu or manushya, I enjoy this pizza. Coca-Cola, okay. Isn't that just for a study purpose only we are getting? No need to tell anyone. No need to tell anyone. You are pashu. Suppose if you are very angry, you pashu, 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 pashu. Why? You are enjoying only artha and kama, not dharma. Therefore, pashu, 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 pashu. No. And this person is samsari. Samsari is one who has dharma, are getting it? He goes to office. Systematically gains the word, so he does his job and brings money, wealth, and enjoys. Okay, according to dharma. I do my dharma, I get my money, this is my pleasure. Why should I give donation to you? Why should I come to class? Hey, you come to Vedanta class. Why? I'm happy, sir. You are not happy, you go. Then after some time he gets beaten by some patal, 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 patal. Then again, last week you told some Bhagavad Gita class. Can I come there? No, next year. Oh! If somewhere happens, you tell me, ma. I'll come to Bhagavad Gita class. Why? I want moksha. Last month you told... The last month you told, I go to office, I bring my money, I enjoy, why should I come to Bhagavad Gita class? No need, you be here. Hey, please! Beaten up by some problem. Where is Vedanta class? Please tell me. And he'll go and search. Then he comes and sits in the Bhagavad Gita class. Uttishtha, Jagrata, you are great, you have to get liberation. Yeah, for me only. Please tell me. Next Purusharta comes there. See, if you are not beaten up by any problem, so we are not blessed. Suppose we are getting beaten by many people. And all the problem after problem, we are very lucky. Why? We'll get out of the problem. We'll search for some liberation. You getting it? If you have a problem, then only you'll come. Oh, you need some consolation. Oh, you need something. Otherwise, I am happy. Why should I come? This side pakoda, this side Coca-Cola. Sitting in the recliner chair. Two legs are there. Top. The patal. Ayoyo, where is Bhagavad Gita? Where is patal? After that. So we have to get beaten up by problem. If you get the problem, we are blessed. Otherwise, we'll eat pakoda plate after plate. And drink this kind of, we will not come out. Why we are getting problem? God is very much pleased with us. So he wants us to get out from the place. No, I am happy. Hey, get out from this place. It's very interesting when you notice this. So whenever we get problem, we should not blame God. He is very much concerned about our thing. You ought to get out. Why are you sitting here? Tsunami is coming. Flood is coming. Earthquake is coming. Before that, you ought to get out of this place. Yo. And Grihastha. Grihastha is one who does dharma, artha, kama. He enjoys everything. He has the goal of moksha. Suppose you have goal is moksha, but I enjoy, I bring money, I enjoy, I have my own money. That's all. My goal is moksha. Grihastha dharma. Are you getting it? Now the person, sannyasi, from the dharma, he jumps to moksha, but is skipping the dharma, kama, artha, kama. You getting it? From dharma, skip directly. No need of having wealth and no need of having this kind of pleasure. If you're jumping from dharma to moksha, Sanjaya. Getting it? Is this clear? Yeah, clear only. Now, you don't take this list and say, Pashu, Samsari, Grigastha, Sanyasi. My own life, 99.9% Pashu. Only one Samsari, you know. Only one, what is that? Samsaris are more and Pashus are more. Grigastha, only one person. Who is that? Me only. Me only. Is it? I am the great Grigastha. I live with this, sir. This is my children. This is my partner. Great Grigastha. When are you going to get moksha? Whenever God gives, I will take. I am not going to work for that, but I like moksha. Grigastha. Getting it? We should not list out this for other people. This is for us, for our study. Getting it? Next stage. Now, we will stop here. Then we will continue next point in the next class. Is it okay? So there are two kinds of self-development process we saw there. First development, introspection of the car. What is that? The repair of the car, introspection, detection, substitution, and what is that? And elimination, substitution, study, grow steadily. One kind of self-improvement. The other kind, purushartha kind we have taken. Goal in life, goal of life. So we have to go from dharma, artha, kama. Moksha is our goal. Moving towards the goal. Not towards stagnating in one place and getting money, wealth and enjoying. No, we enjoy and we have to spit it out and go to next. Enjoying is not wrong according to Shastra. Yeah, you have all the right. Whatever you want, just enjoy. And drop it, go to next place. You getting it? You see this worm, the green color worm, it goes like this. Getting it? It goes like that. So you have to drop, catch all. Drop, catch, drop. You have to drop everything, then you have to catch the higher place. So okay, we will continue tomorrow. These two points are nice? Say nice. Right. Tomorrow we will take over that, two more points, self-improvement.